From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and J. Anthony Brown. I hope you can maintain your composure during this one, Jay, because it's a very serious topic. Tom, it is Black Breastfeeding Week, and there are great benefits to breastfeeding. We all know that, but there are still too many African-American women who just don't do it, and there is a new effort to change that through education and awareness. I'm going inside her story with Kimberly Fields Allard, journalist, author, and co-founder of Black Breastfeeding Week, and she's been on our show several times. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, everyone. Jay, Tom, Sybil.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're doing this. We appreciate your effort. Now, this is the fourth year for a National Black Breastfeeding Week. Yes. Tell us what you do during this week. How are you raising awareness?
Well, we're really about having a host of events. We have a number of community events. This year, we've had over 40 events in various cities all across the country. We're also very active on social media. We're on Twitter. We've had amazing Instagram takeovers where we can really post pictures and really create a visual image that this is something that is happening in our community by all sorts of women, and they're doing it beautifully.
Now, for those who may not know, remind us why breastfeeding is so important.
Well, breastfeeding is so important, particularly in our community, because for over 40 years, there's been this unexplainable racial disparity in breastfeeding rates. And when we know the benefits of breastfeeding, which have been proven scientifically and without a doubt, we're talking about reduced risks of ear infection. We're talking about reduced risks of type 2 diabetes. We're talking about an impact on childhood obesity. You know, many things that plague our community. So if we can give our children the healthiest start in life, then we're really setting them up for a life of success. The other thing that's really important, Jackie, is that, you know, the Black infant mortality rate is often 2 times that of the white the white community. So our babies are dying. And for us, breastfeeding is also about reducing infant mortality because too many of our babies are born too small, too sick, or too soon. And for them, receiving breast milk could actually save their lives.
What's the bigger issue with this for Black women, Kimberly? Is it that Black women don't want to breastfeed or that they physically can't breastfeed?
Well, no, it is very rare that anyone can physically not breastfeed. I mean, our breasts are, you know, they are mammary glands, guys. I hate to break it to you, but that's what they're made to do. So in rare instances can a woman technically not breastfeed. However, we have so many social and cultural barriers, right? So we know that in this country, people are going back to work sometimes 1 week, 2 weeks after giving birth, and it may be hard for them to even think about breastfeeding. We know that perhaps in our low-income communities, WIC is still one of the largest purchasers of infant formula. So they may feel, I'm getting this product from the government, which feels like an implied endorsement, so it must be just as good. You know, we also know that we have cultural barriers. You know, for many, particularly in our older generation, there's a negative association to what happened to Black women as wet nurses during slavery. And we still see some of the kind of legacy ideas around, you know, breastfeeding being something we were forced to do, that we did for other people, or that comes from a period that we'd rather not talk about. So, again, it's really not that anybody can't. We also know that breastfeeding is very much about your body, right? And so in this country, we use breasts to sell chicken wings and beer, but if anyone is feeding with them, we'll feel uncomfortable, right? So these are the cultural barriers that we're dealing with, and that's really why women don't feel comfortable breastfeeding.
And what,
but everyone can. Mm-hmm.
What about the concept of a wet nurse or having someone else provide the breast milk for your child? Is that becoming more and more of a viable concept or action?
Well, I don't think wet nursing is viable anymore. I think that became viewed as exploitative because it was mostly kind of low-income women of color who were being used in that capacity. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
However, donated human milk, like you can get from a milk bank, is growing, and that people
yeah.
are looking at donors, you know, not necessarily a wet nurse, but donated milk as a second option when a mother's milk is not available.
Is it true? I heard that if you breastfeed, a new mom can get her figure back quicker than not breastfeeding. Is that true?
That is true, Tom, because breastfeeding burns a lot of calories. Also, that lactation and that sucking by the baby helps reduce the uterus back to its normal size quicker. And also, you're burning a lot of calories. So many women are, you know, report that they were able to kind of get back. It really helped them lose weight after baby because they were breastfeeding.
And I know something we talked about before when you were on, Kimberly, was, and this was something I didn't know until you brought it up, was that, you know, the legal rights that a lot of women have in the workplace to have the proper place to breastfeed. Can you talk a little bit about that again for businesses and women out there who may not realize the rights that they have?
Sure. Well, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, every mother has a right to take a pump and break, and every employer, I believe it's every employer who employs more than 50 people, has to provide a space for the woman to be able to take these pump and breaks.
And the law, and not a bathroom.
That's right. The law specifically says it cannot be a bathroom. Nobody else wants to eat in the bathroom, so we shouldn't be expecting mothers to prepare their food for their babies in the bathroom.
Think of it in terms of that. A lot of people just don't.
Yeah.
No. I mean, do you want to make your lunch in the bathroom? I don't think that's sanitary for anybody.
One last question. Some women are discouraged because they feel that it changes the looks of their breath. Is that a realistic concern?
Well, you know what? It's really pregnancy that changed the shape of your breast. And quite frankly, you know, Beyonce breastfed for a good amount of time, and her breast looked great to me. I don't know. But certainly there are things you can do, wearing more supportive bras while you're nursing. But we have to stop kind of making aesthetics be an issue over our children's health. I see people with tattoos and piercings and all types of things where they have, you know, undergone some sort of discomfort or pain for art or beauty, but to be uncomfortable or particularly have, you know, to have your body change for your baby's health is not okay. Like, we have to start thinking about that. And really, it's more about pregnancy that changes the shape of your breast. And again, there are some great supportive bras. There are exercises you can do that can help you kind of, you know, minimize any kind of impact to that. But, you know, the most important thing is really us focusing on how do we have the healthiest babies, so that our community can grow up to be a lot healthier than what we're seeing right now.
All right.
Wow. Kimberly, thank you for all that you do. Yes. It's such important information that you
put
out here.
Thank
you.
And we love your support. We really want, you know, we love your support for the community. I appreciate you all having us here having me here to talk about it. So we need the community involved in this.
Okay. Keep going, Jackie. Just keep going.
Where
can we find out more?
Find out more at blackbreastfeedingweek.org. We're very grateful to our sponsors, for our lift-ups this year. We're grateful to Medela, to Evenflow, Feeding and Loving Moments. We want everyone to find us on Twitter and Instagram and share in the joy.
All right.
Can I have one question?
Here we go.
Sorry. We're out of time. There's a jingle. All right. Thank you so much, Jackie. Good job.
Thank you.